night, early one morning, in the wee small hours before dawn, Stewart Street, a Seattle crime fighter, was sleeping at home, alone, in his bed, when suddenly his phone rang.
Hello?
Stu, is that you?
Oh, Torgy, what time is it?
It's early, in the wee small hours of the morning after
what
midnight.
Are you calling for, Torgy?
But you know, Stu, I put in one of those fancy burglar systems into the gas station. A Phillips Steely number 486 Crime Buster.
Okay.
Oh, the man who sold it to me, well, he was the nicest guy in the whole world.
Torgy, get to the point.
Yeah. Point, Stu? Well, what is the point?
Why did you call me in the wee small hours of the morning?
Well, Stu, the alarm went off a couple hours ago, before the wee small hours of the morning, when it was around midnight.
Okay, all right.
When somebody tried to break in. Well, can you come down, Stu?
All right, I'll be right down.
Street pulled himself from the bed, alone, and drove down to Torgy Torgensen's Ballard gas station. Street found Torgy and Officer Matty Hawk inside Torgy's small office.
Hello, Matty. How you doing?
Yeah, me and Matty. Well, excuse me, Stu. Me and Officer Hawk have been, we've been gone through about everything, and we know we find nothing's missing.
Let me get this straight. You call me up early and get me out of bed to drive down here and nothing's missing.
Well, I'm afraid so, Stu.
Broke in, had time to really rip this place up, but nothing. I mean, nothing has been stolen. There's still change in the cash register. The business records and checkbook are still on the desk. The keys, there's nothing. I don't understand it.
So you figure nothing's missing, huh?
Well, Lieutenant, do you think something's missing?
I sure do. This sort of breaking and entering happens all the time, and it isn't until days after the crime that anybody realizes something has been ripped off.
What? The street tasting sweet revenge by tormenting Torgy for the late night, early wee morning calls? Or is there more than meets the eye? Not all there!
Stu, now cut this out. Is something missing or are you just giving me a bad time?
Let's take a little look-see at your checkbook. I'd be more than willing to bet you some of your famous smoked salmon there's checks missing.
Oh, but Lieutenant, I've already thought of that. His last entry corresponds with the last check torn out of the book.
Ah, but this type of thief doesn't steal from the front of the book. They steal from the middle. That way, Torgy wouldn't have missed the stolen checks till it was too late.
Yeah, like too late, like in the early morning hours of the morning.
Shut up, Torgy.